Yeah. I could not believe it when I was told that the Crankies were into swinging. I don't know why, but I couldn't believe it.
Well, that's because it was totally not true. We wrote an autobiography 7 years ago, and it was serialised in the Sun newspaper. So everything was out. Everything we'd ever admitted in our life was out.
So when you were together, because this is a good opportunity for you two then to clear this up, when you were together married, did you each have sex with others?
Yes.
A couple of times.
Yeah, not in that respect, though. We never had affairs.
No.
We had parties where things happened, and we both sort of found out, but we just decided we can't continue with this if we want your marriage to continue.
Yeah, we're not talking about months and weeks here, you know.
And when the tour's finished, we never saw those people again. Do you know what I mean?
So when you're on a tour, then when you're at a party, you're having sex with the knowledge of the other person. So Ian, you consented to Jeanette having sex?
Really? No, we just both would have disappeared somehow.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, you take a party with 30, 40 people, we're all in a big hotel having fun and laughter, and the next morning we're all meet again, but you didn't really say, well, where did you go last night? Where did you go?
Okay. Ian, was it kind of a knowledge that you didn't want to know, that Jeanette might have been messing around with someone else and Ian might have been messing about, or did you know but you didn't want to ask the question?
Yes, I suppose it was that. You knew you didn't ask the question, but that then you confronted each other one day.
So tell me this, because it's interesting. Why was, and I'm not talking about any salacious stuff here,
nope,
for two people clearly who have been together for decades and, you know, you love each other, why at that period was it all right to sleep with someone else?
It wouldn't be good to say it was all right.
It was our age, really.
It was our age.
We've been together since we were 19 and we were just 32. And I think people, there's an awful lot of people in this world that go through the same thing after they've been together for a while. And they don't admit it. But ours came out. You can say, well, we're sorry about it coming out because of the PR on it. But
well,
then
we
again,
put it in our book because we didn't want to leave it out. We had to tell the truth. You don't do an autobiography and miss bits out.
So how did you admit it to each other? Who took the first step and admitted it?
I can't remember that.
I can't remember, really.
Well, it's a big thing in someone's life.
Oh, well, I didn't have to tell. I think I actually knew each. We'd been in that hotel room with a big bunch of cast, you know, the cast, so to speak, or the tour.
Don't tell me it's never gone on before, and don't tell me it will never go on again.
Of course, and I'm not judging, but for that to be...
But you are.
Well, but Jeanette, I promise you I'm not, because it's nearly a modern day thing that you guys were doing years ago, and I'm not judging, because who's anyone to judge?
But it's been going on since the year dot, so whether it was 30 years ago or 40 years ago, it's still been things like that have been going on for eternity.
And when you actually then thought about it and talked to each other about it, did it hurt, Ian, that Jeanette had slept with someone else, or does it not matter?
I suppose in a way you felt slightly ashamed of each other. But because you've both been at it, it's not at it, it sounds bad, but because you both have, then you gave each, you sort of said to each other, this is ridiculous, we better stop this. You got carried away in the fury and such like of stardom and of fame, basically. I mean, today I suppose people do drugs, they do all sorts. We didn't have any of that, thank God, in those days. But who knows, if anything like that was about today, when you're young and you've got fame and you can have really what you want, you maybe just take it.
And is that because that's been happening from day dot, that once you get that profile, you get TV behind you, was it easy to get people to sleep with you?
No.
Not really.
People enjoyed our company as well.
Yeah.
We always treated everybody when we were touring well, and we had lots of fun with them. I don't mean sexual fun, but we had lots of fun, and people got to like us as we got to like them, you know?
And why did you stop?
Why did we stop? Because it's a dangerous thing to do. And if you don't stop and you carry on doing it, your marriage would eventually go up the chute, wouldn't it?
And that's the territory, you see, I do want to get into, because there's nothing salacious about that. Why is it a dangerous thing to do if you were both accepting of each other doing it?
Things like that are not natural to continue your life through.
Yeah.
It's maybe a phase that people go through. And it proved to us that because we are still together and still love each other very deeply, then it was right to stop it.
It sounds to